Well, as we continue to follow the presidential race, we're also checking in on Senate races around the country in our weekly Senate Tracker series. This week, the race for an open seat in Indiana, where incumbent Republican Dan Coats has decided not to seek re-election. The Republican running is Congressman Todd Young. The Democrat is former Senator Evan Bayh. And Brandon Smith is State House reporter for Indiana Public Broadcasting. He joins us from Indianapolis. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk about Evan Bayh first, because this is somebody people may remember. He was in the Senate for a while and left in 2010. Why did he leave and why did he decide to get into the race this time?
Well, those are two very interesting questions. The reason he said he left the Senate in 2010 is that he was fed up with the partisanship and the divisiveness that existed in Congress at the time. And it was a surprise to those when he returned, because it's not like the partisanship and divisiveness seems to have dissipated much in those few years. He says he came back because he looked at his children and just couldn't stand the partisanship and feels like he can bridge the gap in Congress, returning to the U.S. Senate. Now, there are some who believe he left the Senate race in 2010 because he was facing a particularly tough re-election bid and was sort of scared off by his Republican opponent. And as he came back to the race here in 2016, he was sort of encouraged to do so by national Democrats.
Well, let's listen to an ad from him.
Republican Senator Dick Lugar and Evan Bayh worked together to save our auto jobs, but Todd Young joined the Tea Party attacking the plan. He called saving 100,000 Hoosier jobs a waste.
What a waste. All the more reason to let it go belly up.
Young chose the Tea Party over Indiana jobs.
What are the issues Evan Bayh is running on, and how closely is he tying himself to Hillary Clinton?
He's sort of stayed away from Hillary Clinton a little bit. He's obviously been tied to the Clintons for a very long time, including being rumored to be on the shortlist for her running mate back in 2008. And those ties have remained close, though he hasn't emphasized them as much this time because Hillary Clinton is not exactly popular in Indiana. Donald Trump is leading here by a fairly considerable margin. The issues he's running on are really he labels himself as a fiscal conservative. He speaks to those sorts of, you know, bridging the gap between Republicans and Democrats, willing to find bipartisanship where it exists, work with the other party to find common sense solutions for the federal government, for the country, for Indiana. That's sort of the brand he's built for himself over a series of really decades here in Indiana, and that's what he's running on again.
And I understand he's facing some questions about his residency.
He is. So back in 2010 when he left the Senate, he listed his primary residence for a number of years as a home he had in the Washington, D.C. area in Georgetown. Though he, as he's come back to run for the Senate, he claims, oh, I've never left Indiana. And he does have a condo here and kept that condo throughout the last several years. While there are really no legal issues involved here, the legal issues are very clear. You just have to be a resident of the state at the time of election. It's clear that he fulfills that requirement. But there are perception issues at play, and the Republicans have really attacked him on that.
Well, let's get to the Republican who is running against him. This is an ad from Todd Young.
Evan Bayh, Washington changed him, made millions as a super lobbyist. One news report even called Bayh the living embodiment of everything corrupt and dispiriting about American politics. Todd Young, a Marine, a Naval Academy graduate, and the only one with the backbone to stand up to the Clinton-Obama agenda.
Tell us about Todd Young, and is he endorsing Donald Trump?
Todd Young, as he mentions in his ad there, and as he mentions almost every time you speak to him or hear him speak, Todd Young is a Marine. He served in the Marines. He's been a congressman here in Indiana for about 6 years now, a former attorney. He is not formally endorsed Donald Trump, but neither has he disavowed him in any way. He's supporting the Republican nominee for president and really trying to dodge questions about Donald Trump whenever he can. He's a fairly young guy, thought to be a rising star in the Hoosier political scene, and was facing a pretty easy road to election in this Senate race before Evan Bayh joined it.
And Todd Young did not support the auto bailout, which I guess is a pretty big deal there in Indiana.
It's a real big deal here in Indiana. It's one of the most intensive auto manufacturing states in the country. And while Todd Young wasn't in Congress for the auto bailout when he was running in 2010, his opponent had voted for it, and he attacked him over and over on that vote as well as others, including Obamacare, which is one of the central issues that Todd Young has been attacking Evan Bayh on in this race.
So what do the polls say?
The polls have been narrowing. Evan Bayh jumped out to a really big lead, which was built a lot on his name recognition, which he has a ton of and Todd Young didn't have nearly as much of. But over the last few weeks, it has been narrowing more and more to where right now I would argue it's almost too close to call.
Brandon Smith, Statehouse reporter for Indiana Public Broadcasting, talking with us about the Senate race in Indiana. Brandon, we'll be watching. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And if you want to check out some of the Senate races in other states, go to our website, hereandnow.org. Senate races in Missouri, North Carolina, Alaska, Georgia, and on and on. That's at hereandnow.org.